Today, the church rejoices. Gaudete Sunday, the third Sunday in Advent, is always this time when we pause to kind of remember what we're preparing for. We're rejoicing in the fact that our Lord will soon be among us. It's pretty exciting. The invitation to all of us is to make ready our hearts, make ready our lives, to receive again the Lord. The famous words that we hear from Isaiah are those same words that Jesus reads in the synagogue right before he starts his public ministry. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord and the day of vindication by our God. We are reminded that we too have been anointed. We too, through the sacraments of baptism and confirmation, are anointed to proclaim the good tidings. Even in the craziness of our lives, the craziness that is our lives, we are able to rejoice. Despite the trials, the pains, the disappointments of our present world, we rejoice because our Savior is coming. God is coming among us, and we are invited to be with Him, to come to Him. We know the good news. That's why we rejoice. We know His coming. Are we aware of the future glory that belongs to those who trust in Christ? Do we really take that to heart? Do we profess His name? Do we live for Him? St. Paul tells us, rejoice always. Rejoice always. In all circumstances, pray without ceasing. Now, this might strike us as odd. These seem like impossible requests, really. How do we pray always? How do we rejoice always? And they are impossible if our rejoicing is in anything that this world offers us. But when we live united to Christ, absolutely nothing can dampen our joy that comes to us in Christ. John is sent to testify to the light, John the Baptist. He's always pointing to Christ with his life. You know, he's sent so that we may believe. And he admits, I am not the light. And he also admits, I'm not the Christ. I'm not Elijah and I'm not a prophet. They keep saying, well, who are you? Who are you? Why are you doing all these things? And what does he say? He says, I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, make straight the ways of the Lord. John reminds us that we are only capable of becoming who we are meant to be when we unite ourselves to Christ, to the Lord. On our own, we are nothing. That's true. In ourselves, we are not the light, we are not the prophets, we are not the evangelists bringing the good news. But in Christ, all of that changes. We become all of these things. That's why it's so important for us to recall this and invite the Lord into our lives. You know, we talk about Advent as this time of preparing, this time when the Lord is coming. But how much do we really think about that? How much do we really take that to heart? Every year we have this opportunity, this season of Advent, to say, Lord, I want to know you more deeply. Lord, I want you to come into my heart in a deeper way. Are we saying that to the Lord? Are we praying that? Are we seeking that in our lives? It's so important that we don't just go through the motions, but that we really truly say, how can I draw closer to the Lord this season of Advent? Friends, we have these precious days to prepare ourselves, to prepare our lives for Christ. It's not just something to say, but it's something to do, something to seek, something to beg the Lord to help us. Every year we have these opportunities, again and again, to go a little bit deeper with the Lord, to re-examine our lives, to make straight the path of Christ to come into our very selves, into our hearts, into our souls, into our lives. Are we ready for God's coming? It's time to prepare. Perhaps at times we don't always know how to prepare, how to know, or maybe we don't feel like we know our faith well enough, or we don't feel like we know as much as we should, and we're afraid to talk to others about our faith because of this lack of knowledge or kind of frustration with, well, I don't know my faith. Well, that's all right. It's okay to say, I don't know my faith. Even I as a priest often have to say, well, I don't know the answer to that. Let me go look. Let me go ask the Lord. Let me go pray about that. And one way that we can come to know the Lord more fully, our faith more fully this year, is to enter into this program that Father Peter and I have talked about, the Symbolon program. It's basically a little catechesis program that you can access online. After Mass, we're going to be handing out these little blue cards. They have the website where you go, and then the access code where you go, and you can get this free access to all this material, these little short videos. Basically, they're like 10 to 20 minutes long, and they tell us about the faith. They tell us things perhaps that we don't know or that we want to know. This is a simple way to go deeper and grow in our knowledge of God. Because when we have that knowledge, when we're built up in our knowledge of God, then we can have that confidence to go and share the good news. So I encourage you to grab one of these cards after Mass, to take a look at it, and begin to learn more about our faith so that you may become that evangelist that we're all called to be. So today, let's pray. Let's pray asking the Lord to help us become those people who rejoice, who prepare, who beg the Lord to come into our hearts. And let's do that today in our Mass and in our lives. Let's prepare for the coming of Christ once again this year.